Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are very important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good.
What's going on with you? How are things?
Things are good. I'm down here in Florida, and I decided it was safer in the sunshine. And how's the weather in Illinois?
It's good. It's about 50, so who knows what's going on, but it's definitely fall, and we're probably going to have winters here soon.
Yeah, well, I have a significant other that is pressing me to get in the car or my truck and drive up from here to Illinois. So
yeah, what's going on down in Florida? How's the weather down there?
Oh, everything's great. I've been doing some recordings of some new songs, and I'm looking forward to actually getting out into a studio and putting them out there, laying some down. I've got some great songs based on what's going on today, because a lot of the music I write is prophetic. And so I did something called I Don't Consent.
That sounds like a cool
That's
song.
One of my songs. And another one is called The Tree of Life. And so you can tell by the titles, because my next album is called Angel Numbers. And yes. That, again, was from my awakening, and I had been seeing angel numbers, and my son passed on August 7th, 2018, and he was 29, and he was born on November 4th, which was a very important date, November 4th, for whatever reason, and I'm born on January 6th, so two very interesting dates, and I have seen the angel numbers. I just, for whatever reason, I seem to know the name of my album ahead of time. And my next album is called Angel Numbers, and I got a bunch of great songs to put on there. But I'm coming out with two singles right now. One is called Ascended Man. It was from my concert film, which is World Ascension Tour, which you can see on Amazon Prime and Tubi and Vimeo and a couple other places, but it's recorded in 432, so it helps raise the vibration of the listener. And the soundtrack is in vinyl, which is very cool, which I'm actually sending you a record.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll have to get a turntable, or I believe you have someone that has one.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us a little bit about this. I know we're going to hear Dreamer, I think, is one of the songs you sent me. Tell us a little bit about that song that we're going to hear in a little bit here.
There was Ascended Man, and I think you have that one too, so you played the Ascended Man one. But Dreamer was something I had been having very vivid dreams, and nobody don't remember my dreams, but lately I've been having some amazing dreams, and whatever we dream, we manifest. And I think right now it's very important that we manifest the best possible timeline possible. We want the best of the best for all, not just for one. It's all for one and one for all. It's true.
Yeah.
So we all have to think and meditate and dream, to have the best outcome for this lifetime. Because it's my understanding that our next lifetime, we will remember this one. So there will be no more cloak or veil of forgetfulness, if you will.
Sure.
That part of the game is done. But anyway, so I wrote the song Dreamer, and it's a little, it's a upbeat song, and I laid it down in the concert. I knew about a year ago I think it was July, last July 8th, I actually 2 years ago, I had a feeling that we had to, I had to lay this down. I had to film it. It had to be a concert because I knew I wouldn't be able to tour. And so I shot it in Village Studios in Santa Monica. And that's where they had some great, they had Fleetwood Mac, they, you know, did their album there. But while I was there, the Chili Peppers were there. Cool. They were listening to me.
Yeah, that's, you know, cool.
It's like, talk about being under a microscope. But they were there doing their recording for their next album, and I was upstairs doing, you know, my concert. And,
were they Red Hot?
Yeah, they were. Yes, they were Red Hot, and they were in California. And then I got in, after I got done shooting the concert, I rented an RV so I could drive from L.A. to Chicago, and so we. I thought I had rented a really good RV, and it turned out they did a switch on me, and it was one of those where the doors were banging open and closed, and it was a nightmare. And you know, you felt every bump. And one night we drove, and we spent the night in Utah, and it was just magnificent. And we filmed everything for the concert film. So when you first watch the film, you'll see me driving through Utah. And the stone, you know, the stones in the, you know, the edifices, you know, it looks like buildings, which I believe it probably was at one time. But about 11:30 at night, I was staying in Escalante, Utah, and I went outside and I saw the blue Kachina in the sky, and that actually is on the album cover. When you look at the vinyl album, you'll look at the top left hand side and you'll see the blue Kachina. Which is the bluest, sapphire blue planet in the sky. I didn't expect to see it, and I was like, I gotta, you know, get my camera out, and I started taking video and shots of it. And it's from part of the Hopi prophecy, and there's the red Kachina and the blue Kachina, and kind of like, I guess it's the red pill or the blue pill from Matrix.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Yeah, right. And so I filmed that for the concert film, and the. The soundtrack is in vinyl, like I said, and it's only in vinyl. I'm not putting it out on stream at all, but I am putting the two songs available for streaming. So if people go to Spotify or Instagram, Scott Howard Music on Instagram, they can you know, watch the music video for Ascended Man and Dreamer. Yes, that's the song.
Cool. Scott, how has COVID treated you?
Excuse me?
How has COVID treated you?
How is COVID?
Yeah, COVID. It's obviously affected.
Okay, yeah,
how's it treated you?
Yeah, COVID down here, it's there's nobody's wearing masks. You know, business is great. The restaurants are packed. It's no one's forcing anyone to do anything. It really is a like business as usual. You know, and business is booming down here. So if you're looking for a place, you know, real estate's great, and really, it's like it used to be.
Okay. Do you have anything new for the fans coming out in the next 6 months that you want to share with us?
Yeah. Well, again, I have an ebook that I'm actually finishing up. It's been taking forever to get anyone that wants to work these days, but the ebook is called the A Lightworker's Journey. And it covers my awakening 5 years ago. It goes through what I saw during this awakening, the experiences I had, which included meeting an angel, you know, at the end. But it was like a DMT trip. It was wild. But, you know, it taught me that there was, you know, we are 95% spiritual and 5% physical, while everybody was thinking the exact opposite. And especially when you lose a child, you know, you tend to change your life expectancy and, you know, look for answers. And I spent a lot of time, obviously, writing music and looking for answers. And believe me, I got them. You know, the things that I experienced during that time, a year before my son passed, opened my eyes to what's on the other side of the veil. and hence the music reflected it. And the ebook is kind of like a 5D ebook where you're interacting with the story, the photos. I took, you know, 6-7 years ago, I've been taking pictures now of the clouds for at least 6-7 years, and I'm telling you, the clouds are not what people think they are. You know, they are a fifth dimensional realm, and you know, you've got buildings and castles and pyramids, and you know, obviously a lot of cloaked ships up there too. But I'll send you some photos so you can get an idea of what's in the ebook. But I think it'll change the way people look up at the sky. Hence my song "Awaken." You know, I look up and I see the stars out tonight. I look up and I feel things ain't right. So it's true. You know, people have got to start looking up. They can't, you know, get caught in their life. They got to stop watching TV, you know, stop watching MSN TV, and you know, get back in inside. Go in internally, meditate. You know, get into who you are, and you know, where you want to be in the next, you know, year, because things are changing very quickly here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
How are you doing? How's your music?
I'm doing good, man. I'm still putting out a new song every month, trying to put out something every week. But, you know, COVID is definitely, you know, the challenge obviously is live music, right? And it's starting to open up again. And obviously with the huge tragedy down in Houston, it's just, I feel like, you know, everyone's kind of struggling to find their way. And like you said, you know, meditate, move forward, try to just be the best you can every day. That's really all we can do.
Yeah, people have got to start, I don't know about getting angry, but they got to realize that things are not what they thought they were. Things are not what they seem. And, you know, we are living in the biggest movie, you know, that they've ever seen. You know, this is a hell of a movie with you know, what's going on around the country. And that's where the music that I write, it's a new genre of music, obviously, for those who don't know who I am. It's from Source. It's in 432, which helps raise the vibration, helps awaken people. I actually did a video about a month ago for the UK Child Bereavement charity, which, you know, spoke about what I went through when I lost my son. And I did a couple of acoustic songs, which actually I think I sent you one, which is called Through My Eyes, which was what I asked my son. You know, when your kids complain, you know, they're always complaining. It's like, you know, take a look at life through my eyes, you know, from my perspective. Most people haven't figured that part out about life. You know, put yourself in my shoes. And that's what this song is about, Through My Eyes. And actually, it's got a bit of an Irish flair to it. It's got bagpipes. When's the last time you heard a rock song or an acoustic folk song with bagpipes?
Yeah, that's true. That's not very often.
Yeah, so it's a very cool song, and it's got some great thoughts in it, you know, and it opens people up to, you know, it's not just your son, but it's, you know, it's the world. Everyone has to put themselves in the other person's shoes so they understand why perhaps they feel the way they do. And I think if more people did that, we would have a more peaceful world.
Yeah. All right, Scott, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to your song, Dreamer, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit, okay?
Terrific. Yeah, see if you can do that or the other one.
Okay. All right, man, here we go.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. means it's all right to be afraid. Now's the time that's right for you and me. We want a world that's perfect. A perfect world full of peace and harmony. Just beware of false saviors. Their lies can take you away. Time to open up your eyes now for the meaning of your life. Find the light of your purpose. What's expected from you and me? Taking back the truth I'm taking, forsaken from my youth. No one can tell me I'll be what I be and realize who I am. Ascended man. Take me as I am, a lonely man. No man destined to be free. The universe made right by you and me. Just beware of false saviors. Their lies can take you away. Find the path lit for glory. But the reigning half feet of clay will stay. Shake reality from our roots. But remember, I'm more than I am. And realize who I am. Taking back the truth. Shake reality from our roots. But remember, I'm more than I am. As I am, take me as I am, ascended man.
All right, man, that was a really cool song. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for playing it. It does open people up to what's going on in life, and everyone has to dream, just dream, and everyone needs to raise their vibration, and the higher their vibrations go, the more they'll begin to see things that they didn't realize was there in the first place. Because people don't realize, as you raise your vibration, which is what the Earth is doing right now, the Earth is raising her vibration, Mother Earth. Actually, I wrote a song called Mother Earth, which I got to put out again. But as we raise our vibration, we begin to see things that have been invisible to us under normal circumstances. So if you realize, a lot of people are seeing things out of the corner of their eyes lately, things that, like little sparks at the corner of the eye. They always think, I'm imagining things. And they'll never realize they're not imagining things. That's another world that we don't see. When we come to this planet, this realm, we are the lowest frequency out there. We're the poor kid on the block. And so as we raise our frequency, we become richer, if you will, or luckier. You know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. The more, you know, you raise your vibration, get healthy, you are going to begin to see the hidden world. Actually, I wrote a song called, what's it called? The Unseen In-Between Kingdom.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you know, so that's the idea of this genre of music. It's to open up people's eyes to the hidden, the things that they've forgotten about when they were, you know, when they were first incarnated here. Everyone thinks that this is all there is, and it's not. There's so much more, and it's coming. You know, whether you think so or like it or not, it's coming. It's going to be knocking on your door.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your process again. When you write a song, do you start with an idea? Do you start with a melody, a drum groove, a guitar track? How do you get started?
Anything that causes pain or an emotion is where it starts, it germinates, I guess. And then it might be the idea, it goes back and forth really, but it starts, I think, with my thought, you know, what really hit me at that moment. And then for some particular reason, I hear the music in my head before I write it. So I'll start writing the premise, and it goes on and on and on. You know, I might write a draft, and it's kind of like when I even write an email or I write a book, I'll write it, and then I'll fix it, and then I'll fix it again, and I'll fix it again and again and again, and even when it's done, I'll end up fixing it again. So it because obviously when you're writing a song, it's got to fit. It's got to fit into the music. It's got to fit into the beat. It's got to fit into the emotion. And I find, for whatever reason, the music changes always seem to fit into the lyric change, mind thought. Because, you know, when you write a book or when you write a song or a poem, there are changes. That's why you have another paragraph. And so when I'm writing a song, you know, I'm walking through a field, and the next thing I find that I'm from the field, I am now going, you know, I'm now getting in my car. That's now another thought, and that's another sound, if you will. Yeah. So it starts from something that bothered me, something that I knew needs to be said. I had been listening to something on the internet on BitChute about people not consenting to the V, and the people were really upset. You know, I didn't consent to this. I don't consent, and people need to learn that I don't consent, and so they wanted people to go on and make videos about not consenting, whatever they didn't consent to. And I said, "Huh, that's all right. I get it. I need to write a song. I don't consent."
Sure.
So it's been taking time, you know, it's not easy. First I write it, and then I may like the melody, but then I don't like the melody, and I end up changing it. I've changed the melody now 4 times. So, it does take time until it flows, because sometimes it gets a little, you know, rigid, it gets up and down, it gets sketchy. So you got to make it flow. It's got to be, you know, kind of like like hills, like mountains, not huge, you know. Mount McKinley's, you want just nice rolling hills. And if you can do that, you'll have a great song. Actually, I wrote a great song called This Feeling Called Love. And I wrote it when I met my wife. And I remember I saw her, and then I remember I kissed her on the dance floor, the very first time I met her. And sorry, normally you don't kiss them the first time you meet them, and she felt the same way. So it's like, my angel, you are here on the dance floor. My first kiss, my dear, found again, once again in time. This is the past life I'll remember. And it just flows. It's the same thing with the song Angel Numbers. An angel came down from above and stood in front of me. A world of questions awakened in me, but all I said was, "Come back when I'm free." You know, that's actually what happened. This beam flew out of the sky, stood in front of me, and for some reason I got angry. And I told him, can you come back when I'm free? I'm a little busy right now. And it's the last thing you want to say to an angel. But it makes a good song. So,
yeah.
In any case.
Scott, do me a favor. Give us your contact info, your website. Where can people buy your music, stream it?
Sure. If you like, on Spotify right now, you can listen to my new music and my albums. It's Scott Howard Music is my Spotify, I believe. And my website is scotthowardmusic.com. And let's see, maybe that's Instagram. Instagram is Scott Howard Music. And let me see what, I think it's on Spotify, I believe it's the same thing, or Scott Howard Music. Yeah, I think it's Scott Howard Music. And again, go to my Facebook or go to Scott Howard on YouTube, and you can watch my music videos. And again, scotthowardmusic.com is my website. You can see the World Ascension Tour. It's a Lightworkers Journey live at Village Studios in 432. It's a lot of words there, but that's the concert film. It's about an hour long. It's great for the family, and I think it's like $4.32 to watch the movie or to buy the movie. And
awesome.
It's great. You can raise your vibration and listen to some great music.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Scott. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, brother.
Thanks so much for seeing me or listening to me anyway. And I look forward to meeting you soon.
Yeah. All right.
We'll do some music together.
Absolutely, man. So thank you, everyone, for listening tonight to Scott and I. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my older songs called Nothing to Hide. It's a soft rock song about a man who's got nothing to hide. Love you guys. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.